Green Bay Rockers leftover bat. Very well behaved as the first pitch here from Pinal to Parker Martin misses for ball number one. The starting lineup for Green Bay, David Bayania, who already grounded out. Then Parker Martin, who's at the plate right now. It's a 1-0 count. This pitch in there for strike number one. Batting third in the lineup, it's Colin Helms. Fourth is Eli Selga. Fifth is Eric John. Sixth is Caden Sheffield, as this pitch misses low to bring it 2-1. Seventh, it's Jalen Jones. Eighth, it's Braden Buchanan. And ninth, it's Jake Altman. That's the lineup for the Green Bay Rockers. As this pitch misses low again, it's a 3-1 count to Parker Martin. Martin, a left-handed batter. He's going up against the right-handed pitcher on the mound, Pinal. Rafters defensively, Pinal on the mound, and behind the plate, it's Ashton Zacher. The pitch here on the 3-1 is called on the outside edge to bring it full with a 3-2 count. In the infield for the Rafters on first base, it's Acco. Second is Ruiz. Third is Madunio. And at short, it's Mason Onati as that one is fouled away. And so it remains a 3-2 count. In left field, it's Jack Guerrero. Center field, Chris Diaz. And right field, Hiroto Kobayashi. 3-2 count with one away and bases empty. In the bottom of the first, this pitch is a high chopper straight back to the mound. Pinal picks it up, flips it underhand over to first base, and that's out number two. Two up, two down for Matthew Pinal from Southgate, California. He's one of the Rafters guys who comes on over as a junior, and he's been in college baseball for a while, but of course a couple of years at JUCO, and he's taken an off year as well, and that's allowed him to come here and bring it for the Rafters. Right-handed pitcher goes up a left-handed batter in Colin Helms, and Helms takes the first pitch low for ball number one. Colin Helms, left fielder tonight for the Rockers. Comes from Harding University, a junior from Lawrenceville, Georgia. This one is popped straight back and into the netting. 1-1 the count. And Pinal talking a little bit more about him. He, of course, follows Ziggy from Hope International, but he's a two-way player. And the guy we've seen plenty of times at the plate. He was a starter at first base yesterday. And Helms holds off on a swing on a pitch that misses below the zone to bring it 2-1. And Pinal, his first day that he was active, he was not a batter because he was a pitcher. That was his first start of the season, was the first day he was active, and he went 3 1/3 innings, allowing the three earned runs as that pitch misses below the zone. It moves it to a 3-1 count. He only walked one batter in that game against Fond du Lac 5 days ago. 3-1 count on Helms, and this one is ripped into right field, and that one is on off the fence. It bounces forward, and it's at least two bases, and he'll stand up with a two-out double. Colin Helms with some home cooking for the Rockers. And Colin Helms now on second base with two away for the cleanup man. And a guy who really did some damage against the Rafters yesterday in Eli Selga. I mean, he was clutch last night. And, I mean, there's only so much you can say about the game that he had. Ended the night going 2-for-3 with a walk and a hit by pitch as that one is fouled back to make it 0-1. Selga, the designated hitter tonight. He's a left-handed hitter going up against the righty pitcher with the runner on second. At 2-for-3 day, he scored 4 runs, 2 RBIs, and a swing and a miss here makes it 0-2. And he also, of course, had the home run in the ninth inning that made it an 8-5 ball game. Now, it was still a Rockers lead at that point. They did lead 6-5, but the home run really put it out of reach of the rafters. This one is popped straight back and out of play. So the count remains 0-2. Olga from San Diego State University and takes the 0-2 count just away for ball number one. Zacher looks on down to the mound and he nods his head, says, yeah, that's the right pitch. Hope to get him to try and swing there, but couldn't induce a swing. That's good plate discipline from Eli Selga and brings the count to 1-2. He's working down from the count and he had some good plate appearances yesterday. You talk about that home run. He saw 10 pitches as this one is grounded up the middle towards shortstop. Onati's there. He'll throw across the diamond and get out number three. So no runs come across on the one hit. No errors and one left on base. It's 4-0 Rafters as we're through one here in Green Bay on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol. Honor the Earth Powwow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
And in Ashwaubenon, Wisconsin, the Rafters are feeling pretty good. They scored 4 runs in the first inning, and then a scoreless first on the mound for Matthew Pinal. And the Rafters are back to the top of their order to lead off the second inning as Mason Onati will step into the batter's box. And the 1-2-3 batters in the lineup for the Rafters are due up. Onati, Ruiz, and Zacher in that order. And Onati at the plate. He has that left foot a little far forward and hands this one into right center field. And Onati's aboard with a leadoff single. One pitch, one hit for the Rafters shortstop as Onati's on for the second time today. Mason Onati picking up the third hit of the game for the Rafters. Coach Ro Ono still on the mound for Green Bay. And Ono, he recorded the one out necessary, but not before allowing the 2 RBI single from Jack Guerrero coming in relief as that pitch misses low for ball number one. And so the Rafters hoping to do some damage here as this one's popped up shallow right infield and just gets in a little bit past the Rafters dugout. So the count runs to 1-1. Noah Ruiz at the plate. And Ruiz, a right-handed hitter from Biola University. This is second plate appearance as he fouls another one off and over the roof of the stadium towards the construction area and parking lot behind Capital Credit Union Park here in Green Bay. On the mound, Ono sends it high for ball number two. 2-2 count, runner on first base, nobody out in the top of the second. Rafters up 4-0, and Noah Ruiz looking to be the second base runner of the inning. Breaking ball here is launched towards the light pole, and that one bounces in front of the big building back there in the left field foul territory, right by where they had live music earlier today. But the live music, with the rain delay, kind of chased them away, unfortunately. And a swing and a miss from Ruiz, and he's mad that he couldn't make contact with that one. That's a big strikeout for Koshiro Ono. Leaves the guy on first base as Ruiz goes down with the K. So the first out of the inning is Mason Onati is still on first base. Wouldn't be shocked to see him take off. Ruiz talking to both Ashton Zacher and Andre Madunio about what to expect. This pitch high and outside. It's ball number one to Zacher. Zacher, 0-for-0 on the game. He had a sacrifice hit back in the first inning. And this one misses outside, but taking off for second. It's not caught in the glove of the shortstop over there. And well, Parker Martin was trying to put the tag down, but just couldn't come in with the ball. So it goes in as a stolen base for Mason Onati, who now takes sole possession of the stolen base crown on the Rafters. And Chris Diaz is going to be like, hey, man, I need to get more on base here. Hype him up there as this one is a full swing that rolls down the third base line and foul. So a 2-1 count now to Zacher. Zacher, a left-handed hitter from the College of Southern Nevada. Runner on second base with one out, and this pitch misses low. It's a 3-1 count, and Zacher had a pretty good game yesterday. I mean, it's not going to pop off the box score, but he did reach base four times. Had three walks and a single as this pitch misses low and inside, and so Zacher gets on base another time against the Rockers, this time with a one-out walk. Puts runners on first and second. Although, for Rockers fans, the bright side here is that a double play is now a possibility relatively easily. If, of course, a ground ball is induced. And Andre Madunio stepping up to the plate. Madunio, right-handed hitter, has runners on first and second with one out in the top of the second. Breaking ball hits the lower part of the zone for strike number one. Madunio drew a full count walk back in the first inning. Also stole third base and came home to score one of the four runs that's come across this game. The fastball misses low for ball number one. That one, a quick pitch right there from Ono. Tried to crank up the speed on it. Runners on first and second, and Madunio gets under this one towards right field. And it's a short wall, but not that short, as it's caught by the right fielder. The runner trying to advance. The throw on down to third is not in time. So Onati gets to advance over to third on the flyout from Madunio. And the Rafters have runners on first and third with two outs. So not what Madunio had quite wanted. Maybe he had wanted to hit it opposite field, but not that angle. And now there's two away. And I was talking with Ziggy a little bit earlier. I was talking about the pregame interview, as that one is on the inside edge, called for strike number one. But Ashton Zacher gets to take off for second base. So there's another stolen bag for the Rafters. They've got a few of them this game already. That's the Rafters' fourth stolen base here in the top of the second. This pitch upstairs, and the count runs back even, 1-1. Chris Diaz, the left-handed hitter at the plate. He's got runners on second and third with two outs. Diaz, as I mentioned, entered the game with a .600 on-base percentage, but he was retired via the strikeout in the first. Holds off on a pitch that misses away, and it rolls to 2-1 now. The runner on second base is Ashton Zacher, who stole the bag. So he's not a slow runner, as this one is popped foul and towards the concessions area. Moves it back 2-2. 0-9, Zacher, a couple of stolen bases. Onati has more than a couple stolen bases on the season. If that's your gauge for speed. And Diaz takes this one low and inside. It's now a 3-2 count. Diaz, the center fielder for the Rafters, hoping to get on base any way possible. He's got a 3-2 count here. And the pitch, he's holding back on the swing, sends it on a soft liner over to shortstop, and it's caught out of the air to end the second inning. The Rafters, no runs on the one hit, no errors, two left on base. It's 4-0 as we hit the bottom of the second here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Make a splash this summer on your brand new jet ski. It's Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa's Ride the Wave giveaway. Earn entries now to have a chance to win not one, but two Kawasaki jet skis on June 28th. Also, multiple winners of cash prizes of up to $1,000. On weekends, it's Summer Knife Rewards. Receive $25 in free rewards play. And on Sundays, spin the Sunny Money Wheel to win up to $500 in cash. Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play.
Must be 21. See Ho-Chunk Gaming representative for more details.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Yeah, a good game so far here in the bottom of the second. The Rafters feeling pretty good about the way this thing's been going, up 4-0. And, well, Matthew Pinal, he's looked strong on the mound. He's continued to find his location as he did last game, issuing just the one walk over his 3 1/3 last game. He's still yet to issue a walk in this game, so only one walk and 4 1/3. You'll take that, especially with the early season walk struggles that led the pitching staff to one of the higher ERAs in the entire Northwoods League. You look at their pitching staff now, and they've certainly dropped that ERA. It was up over 9 over the first 5 to 7 games of the season. I don't know exactly. But now, that number has massively dropped as the first pitch here, a check swing, and he went. The batter leading off, Eric John, and an 0-1 count to him as John went around on it, they said. Tried to hold up, couldn't quite do it. And going back to talking about the Rafters, their ERA now down to 6.67 as that one's in there, called for strike number two. 0-2 count. Now, the Rafters still do lead the Northwoods League in walks issued, but taking into account the lower hit-by-pitches, They're no longer first in free passes as this one misses high for ball number one. It's a 1-2 count. Base is empty for the leadoff batter. In the bottom of the second, right-hander sends this one into center field, and that gets down in front of the Rafters center fielder Chris Diaz for a leadoff single. Second hit allowed by Matthew Pinal, and the dog bat, the bat dog, I should say, picks up the bat and does a little twirl with it and brings it back over to the Rockers baseline. And I always do love the bat dogs whenever they have them out. It's so much fun. As this pitch misses inside for ball number one to Caden Sheffield. Sheffield up at the plate. Right-handed batter. It's a righty-righty matchup with the runner on first and nobody out in the bottom of the second. Rockers trying to cut into this four-run deficit, and that pitch misses inside to bring it 2-0. And we've seen a couple of times where Pinal gets down in the count early. And now seeing a 3-0 count here, it's not what you'd prefer, but he's been able to work back into these counts. And usually you talk about the batters working up the pitch count. Well, this one kind of been working backwards a couple of times as that one is in there on the upper part of the zone called for strike number one. That's exactly what I say right there. You know, a 3-0 count, you're able to get the pitch in there. You work at 3-1, and if you could work at 3-2, this is very similar to what we saw with Parker Martin back in that first inning. And a pitch here this time, though, not going to be a strike as it misses low and inside. So there's the first walk of the game for Matthew Pinal. And now all of a sudden, you've got runners on first and second with nobody out. And danger here in Green Bay is it brings up Jalen Jones to the plate. Jones, the right-handed hitting center fielder, he's up at the plate with runners on first and second. Nobody out. First pitch taken low for ball number one. And Jones, for the Rockers, he's played in just three games this season. 4-for-15 from the plate, as that one's in there for strike number one. Moves it to 1-1. And, well, 4-for-15 means he's batting .267 on the year. But he's got four RBIs in those three games. A couple of runs scored, but he struck out six times. Pinal sends this one home, but it misses low for ball number two. Moves it 2-1. You're looking at that lead runner, the runner on second, Eric John. And John, no stolen bases on the season yet. 2-1 is a swing and a miss on a fastball above the zone. And now it runs back even 2-2. Pinal going to try and work out of this batter and work out of this jam with the runners on first and second. This is a key out here. 2-2, it is fouled away down the right field line and out of play. Maintains a 2-2 count. And Pinal not too inefficient with the first inning, just 18 pitches there, but this second inning looking like it might be a little more of a high pitch count inning for him as he's already thrown 14. 2-2 count. And the pitch comes home, but it's below the zone, and now it runs back full. The runner on first base, Caden Sheffield, he's the right fielder tonight, so not a slow runner over there. Certainly follow up the lead runner, as this one is sent high in the air towards center field, but should be pretty easily playable by Diaz. He'll throw it in and try and get the runner over at third, but it's cut off by the shortstop, Onati. And there's one away here in the second inning. Eric John goes from second to third on the flyout from Jalen Jones. And it brings up Braden Buchanan with runners on the corners and just one out in the bottom of the second. Buchanan, the right-handed hitting catcher for the Rockers, hoping to cut back into this four-run deficit they have as this pitch misses low for ball number one. And Buchanan, a guy from Baylor University, he stands 6'2" and 225 pounds. Got a good frame to launch a baseball as the 1-0 is sent into center field, and that gets down for a hit. One run will score as Buchanan's headed over to second base. It's cut off by Onati, and the throw was over towards third, so it doesn't let Buchanan go out, and there he goes over to second base. So an RBI for the catcher who picks up a double.
Next pitcher, third baseman number three.
Eric John came home to score on it, and Caden Sheffield goes from first to third. And a mound visit here as Mike Spears will step out to talk with Matthew Binal. And Binal, he has been finding his spot, but a little bit too much on that last one. And I didn't like how exactly when I said he has size to hit the ball well, he hit the ball well. Maybe I need to stop saying that. I mean, it was, you could kind of tell, though, by the way that Buchanan stepped up to the plate, that he was going to get a good piece of it. He looked ready to go and obviously showed that off with a good piece of hitting. So now with the mound visit over, Spears goes back to the Rafters dugout. And it's the nine-hole batter, Jake Altman, who steps into the batter's box. Altman, left-handed hitting third baseman for the Rockers. He's got runners on second and third with one out as that pitch misses a little bit outside for ball number one. It's a 4-1 ball game. The Rafters have the lead, but Altman represents the tying runner as this pitch misses low for ball number two. It's 2-0. Altman just needs to put one into play, basically, and that runner from third on home. Caden Sheffield on third, Braden Buchanan on second, and this one fouled away and kind of got under that one as it bounces off the light pole and back into play. So the count moves to 2-1 for Altman. And Altman, a guy from Northern Kentucky, 5'11", 190. The 2-1 count. This one's hit into left field, and that gets on through for a hit. One run will score, and the throw on over to third is going to keep him on the bag. But it's another run that comes across, and it is now a two-run game here in the bottom of the second. RBI single for Jake Altman as Matthew Pinal can't get these batters out anymore. Braden Buchanan sits on third base now after that. Buchanan on third, runner on first base as well with one out for the leadoff man, David Bayania, who takes the pitch in for strike number one. Oh, one count with runners on the corners, and this one's hit over to third base. Picked up, the throw on to second in time, back on to first, diving over there, and Akko's not able to bring it in. But the runner taking off for second, and they're in plenty of time, and Ruiz is able to apply the tag, and maybe not the run that he should have gone for, trying to turn from first into second. Bayania grounds into the fielder's choice, and then is thrown out in between second and first. So there were three runs that eventually came home to score, as Braden Buchanan did score on that play. Three runs came home on the three hits. There were no errors, and there was also one runner left on base. So it's 4-3. Rafters still lead when we come back for the third inning here on WFHR Wisconsin Rap.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a good recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open. We'll tell you something good.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
3 runs came across for the Rockers in the bottom of the second, but thanks to a 4-run first inning, the Rafters still hold the lead as we hit the top of the third here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids. And the Rafters, they are looking to get back on the right track after they've dropped their last 3 consecutive games. However, you look at all 3 of those games and they have come down to the wire this season. I mean, it's been rough for the Rafters. You look at these games that come down to the last plate appearance and it feels like the Rafters just can't get on top of them. As Madden Akko steps into the batter's box, he took the first pitch low for ball number one. It's a 1-0 count. Akko, 1-for-1 on the day. He takes that pitch for a strike. It's a 1-1 count. Same pitcher on the mound, Koshiro Ono. Now the 1-1. He leans a little bit backwards when he's pitching, and Ono just misses that one inside to bring it 2-1. Akko had 2 RBIs on the single and came around to score as well earlier in the first, and he swings through that one to bring it 2-2. A 2-2 count, bases empty, nobody out, and it's a swing and a miss from Madden Akko as he goes down on strikes for the first batter retired here in the third inning. Spencer Davis now up to the plate. Davis, the 7-hole batter. Guerrero, the 8-hole batter. Those are the next two that will be up. And going back to the Rafters' struggles in close games, they have lost 5 games in the past week where they've had the tying runner at the plate or further when they ended it. That is pain right there. 0-1 count, and it's a swing that Davis did not want to go around on, but couldn't help himself and goes through. Makes it an 0-2 count. So the Rafters hoping to avoid similar defeat tonight. They have the 4-3 lead as this pitch misses low and inside to Davis. But they feel like they need to get the offense going still. 4 runs in the first 2 innings, it's not bad, but that's not going to be enough for you the whole game as that one's called strike number 3, and Davis not happy with that, but puts him in the books backwards as there's back-to-back strikeouts here in the third inning. That's the 4th strikeout of the game for Ono, and it brings up Jack Guerrero with 2 away and nobody on. And a really good top of the third inning so far from Koshiro Ono. He's really started to settle in against the Rafters as this pitch misses high and outside for ball number 1. Guerrero also had a 2 RBI single. That was the last time the Rafters scored a run back in the first inning. This one is fouled down the left field line and reaching towards the seats, and it does land in the green seat backs. 1-1 count for Jack Guerrero. The Rafters here in Green Bay visiting the Rockers. It's the first of a four-game road trip. However, they do come back over to Wisconsin Rapids in between the games outside of tomorrow night when they'll stay in Milwaukee. This one is ripped down the right infield and picked up by the second baseman. The throw over to first is in time for out number three. So the Rafters go three up, three down in the third, and it brings us to the bottom of the third when we come back here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
We're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'll put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
I don't want to.
But do you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh, my God.
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go.
Click it or take it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
And back at Capital Credit Union Park here in Ashwaubenon, Wisconsin, it's time for Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball as Matthew Pinal, he's back out there for the Rafters, but looking down towards the bullpen area, the Rafters do have some arms warming up. Looks like Brennan Cohen down there, he's should be getting hot. Talked to him a little bit earlier today and said he was ready to go if he's needed for the game. And guy who has made a start for the Rafters this season and not going to be starting here is coming out of the bullpen, it appears. And he has come out of the bullpen as well this season. Returning to the bullpen after his start. First pitch here from Matthew Pinal is in there for strike number one. The man at the plate, Parker Martin. Martin, the second batter in the batting order, watches this one miss below the zone and roll the count to 1-1. And in the third inning, that means that it's time to take a look at our out-of-town scoreboard and plenty of other games that are getting to late innings as that one's called for strike number two to bring it 1-2. A day with a lot of earlier times, there are some that are still night games as this one is fouled off and caught behind the plate by Ashton Zacher. So a foul tip strikeout as that is the first out in the third inning. Matthew Pinal picks up his first K of the game and now Colin Helms stepping into the batter's box. Helms, a left-handed hitting left fielder tonight for the Rockers. Played catcher yesterday, moved to the outfield today. And this pitch is sent down that left field line, but tailing towards the live music patio, and the count rolls to 0-1. Helms doubled in his first time up back in the first inning. But he was left over at second base as he watches this one miss low. Brings it back 1-1. In Kalamazoo, the Growlers down 3-2 against the Kingfish. The Chinooks up 8-3 over the Dock Spiders at home, as this one is a little low and away for ball number two. It's a 2-1 count to Helms. In Madison, Wausau and the Mallards are tied at 1. That looks like a fun game. Over in Minot, Mankato leads 7-2 in the top of the eighth. This one skied in the air towards center field, and on the warning track, it's picked up by Diaz for out number two. Two up, two down in the third inning is Matthew Pinal. He starts to get rolling along. And an ovation coming here for the Bat Dog, who just got a shout out from the PA. The dog's name is Cooper. He's been making sure that ball boy doesn't need to do anything. No bat boy needed. Further on, Eau Claire up 4-3 at home over Waterloo as there's a big swing and a miss from the new batter up, Eli Selga. Selga, left-handed hitter. It's a lefty-righty matchup with nobody on and two away in the bottom of the third. Rafters still up 1. It's 4-3. That pitch misses low. It's a 1-1 count. And the final game that started is Royal Oak hosting Rockford. That's in the bottom of the second inning. And the Rivets lead 2-1. Swing and a miss from Selga brings him down 1-2 in the count. And Selga, the designated hitter, he grounded out 6-3 his first time up. Takes this pitch low for ball two, and it runs back even. Selga batting just .233 on the season, but he just was incredible yesterday. Rose's OPS nearly 150 points, despite this being game number 9, as he sends this one into center field. He keeps his hot matchup going. He's over on to second base. The throw is not in time, and it's a sliding double for Eli Selga. That's the third double of the game for the Rockers. They've had one in each inning, and it puts a runner in scoring position. One on second with two away in the bottom of the third. Rafters only up one run, so the go-ahead runner up to the plate. And that's Eric John. Gian, batting .133 on the season entering today, and takes this first pitch for strike number one. Despite that, Gian, he singled in the second, led off the inning, which he came around to score on. There's a reason he's batting fifth in the lineup. Still only a few games for him, and a pickoff attempt back to second, and they got him! Oh yeah, 1-4 on the pickoff there as Noah Ruiz applies the tag. What a play to end the third inning, as there is a pickoff attempt that does it. So, 3 up, 3 down, no runs, 1 hit, no errors, nobody left on base, as it remains a 4-3 lead. Into the fourth we go on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Summer is here, and construction zones are everywhere. With crews working diligently, it's crucial to stay vigilant for nails and screws on the road. After all, a flat tire can quickly derail your day. If you discover a nail or screw in your tire, head straight to 8th Street Auto. Their expert team will not only assess your tire, but also conduct a thorough inspection of your vehicle to help prevent future issues. Trust the certified professionals at 8th Street Auto to ensure your vehicle is in top shape so you can hit the road confidently and fully prepared for your next adventure.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. June is Pollinator Month, and some Wisconsin lawmakers have introduced a package of bills to protect our bees, butterflies, and other insects. The bills would prevent the DNR from using a class of pesticides called neonicotinoids, which are known to harm pollinators. It would also prevent retailers from labeling plants as pollinator-friendly if they've been treated with high levels of pesticides. Great Lakes fisheries could struggle under budget cuts. President Trump is pushing Congress to eliminate the entire biological research program at the U.S. Geological Survey. The Ecosystem Mission Area monitors and conducts research on fish and wildlife populations in the Great Lakes and beyond. If passed, federal wildlife and fisheries research centers across Wisconsin would be shuttered. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into environmental issues across the state, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Koshiro Ono has only gotten better as the game has continued. He did allow the two RBI single when he came in relief in the first inning. Second inning, he allowed a pair of base runners, but they were stranded at the corners. And then the third inning, Ono allowed not a single base runner. That had two strikeouts, and I'm wondering, what's he going to do here in the top of the fourth inning? Rafters up on the scoreboard. It's a 4-3 lead, but that lead is not very large. So the batters do up this inning, the nine-hole batter followed by one and two. Hiroto Kobayashi leads off and sends one up the middle into center field. A leadoff single from Hiroto Kobayashi as he finally gets the better of the other man from Saitama, Japan. And it brings up Mason Onati with a runner on first base and nobody out in the top of the fourth. Rafters would love to add some more runs, but Ono's been good with his location so far as that pitch misses upstairs for ball number one. It's a 1-0 count. And this game getting a little bit delayed from rain earlier, but that has cleared completely. Is this a high fly by on to left field? The throw down to second, not in time to get Hiroto Kobayashi. So a fly out from Onati sends Kobayashi from first to second. And now it brings up Noah Ruiz with a runner in scoring position. That might be his favorite spot. And that's one of the things that he's been helped out with by batting lower in the order, is that he's got guys in front of him. Batting second, hasn't had as much of an opportunity. Sends this one up to the mound toward down the first baseline. Picked up by the pitcher. The throw on to first base is in time for out number two. So 1-3 on the put out there, and it brings up Ashton Zacher for Zacher's third plate appearance. And this game got started a little bit later than anticipated. Expected start time was 1:05. It got started at 2:38 as this one is popped up into right field. And with the shallow fence, it's on the warning track, but not going to do any damage as it's picked up by the right fielder. And the Rafters score no runs on the one hit, no errors, and one left on base. It's 4-3 still as we enter the bottom of the fourth here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
When it comes to heating and cooling homes in central Wisconsin, make the call to the Bullpen for Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. For more than 25 years, the Bryan experts have done whatever it takes to keep homeowners like you comfortable, from simple repairs and services to complete HVAC replacements and beyond. So no matter what you need, you'll know that their team has your back.
Need HVAC service now? Schedule yours by visiting comfortair.biz.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
Swing for the fences with Solaris FiberFast Internet. Whether you're watching the Rafters online or going head-to-head in your favorite game, we've got the speed to keep you in the zone. No buffering, no strikeouts, just home run service from your hometown team. Proud sponsor of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball Club. Locally owned, locally invested. Get in the game at Solaris.net.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Into the bottom of the fourth, and it's a new pitcher for the Rafters, and it was who I was talking about warming up earlier, Brennan Cohen. Cohen gets to the mound for another appearance on the season from him, and Cohen relieves Matthew Pinal after Pinal goes three innings, allowing three runs. All three were earned on five hits. He issued just the one walk again, but struck out one batter. Of the 13 that he faced, he threw 56 pitches, and Cohen comes into the game for another appearance here. And on the season, taking a look at the numbers for Brennan Cohen. He has appeared in a few games for the Rafters, three in total. He started one of those three. He's gone seven innings with a 9 ERA. Goes up against Eric Gion to lead off this inning, and Gion takes the first pitch low for ball number one. It's a 1-0 count. And Gion was at the plate to end off the third inning, but the pickoff move caught Eli Selga slacking on second. So it's a 1-0 count now to Gion as Cohen deals that pitch on the lower part of the zone to bring it 1-1. Gion, he singled back in the second, came around to score after singling. He's got a 1-1 count as this one is taken low to move it 2-1. And Cohen, talking a little bit more about him, he's allowed opponents a .308 batting average, but he has limited walks relatively well. Outside of last outing, as this one is popped foul and out of play. Count rolls to now a 2-2 count. And talking about last outing for Cohen, it was not one to remember, where he allowed five runs over two innings on four hits and five walks. This pitch upstairs brings it to a 3-2 count on Gion. And you talk about the walks. Five of his eight walks this season came in that game. So entering the night, he had walked just two batters in five innings of work. That was pretty good. And then in the last game, really skyrocketed. 3-2 count is hammered in the air towards center field, but not too much work over there from Chris Diaz, who is underneath it for out number one. That's thanks to a very deep center field. If that were a lot of other ballparks, there's a good chance that one's out of here. I mean, center field is a mile back, maybe over 400 there, and I believe Witter Field is, off the top of my memory, 360 out there, and I might be way off on that. I need to memorize those dimensions, as this one is fouled off into the netting to bring it 0-1. Well, I'll tell you this, it's closer than 400 feet to center field at Witter Field, as this is an 0-1 count. Caden Sheffield at the plate, right-handed batter. Nobody on, one away in the bottom of the fourth. Cohen deals, and this one fouled back to make it an 0-2 count. Sheffield drew a walk back in the second inning. He came around to score on it as well. Sheffield, he's a guy to remember for these games. And on the season, Sheffield entered today batting .269 as that pitch misses high for ball number one. It's 1-2. Sheffield batting .269, but reaches base at a .441 clip. Has yet to record an extra base hit this season as well, as this is his 10th game in action. Man from Georgia Tech sends one up the middle over to Onati, who picks it up, throwing across his body in time for out number two. 6-3 on the put out as Caden Sheffield is down on the scorecard, and it brings up Jalen Jones, the seven-hole batter. Jones, the right-handed hitting center fielder for the Rockers. As Brennan Cohen has gone two up, two down in the fourth inning. It's been a strong start to the relief appearance for the righty, as this one is fouled in between the legs of Jalen Jones down towards the Rockers dugout. And Braden Buchanan over there, it was put right at his bat, and he said, I'm going to take a golf swing at this. Buchanan on deck next. And he completely whiffed the golf swing, as this one misses low for ball number one. It's a 1-1 count. And now I'm going to be honest. Taking a golf swing with a baseball bat against a baseball, it's a lot harder than it appears. I've tried it myself. I can tell you that. And it's not the same as swinging the bat at a baseball. It's a 1-1 count with two away, as this one is a fly ball down the right field line. Should reach foul territory, and it hits the Rafters' bullpen arms down there. That might have been targeted. I don't know. No, I'm kidding. Everyone down there is kind of standing up and looking home, saying, what the heck, man? The bullpen down the right field line for the Rafters. It's just a few yards over away from the foul line, and the actual mounds are on the field of play. They are not fenced off like in some ballparks. It's a 1-2 count to Jalen Jones, who takes a breaking ball low for ball two. 2-2 count. Jones flew out to center field back in the second inning. The only plate appearance he's had this game. But he worked the count really well in that plate appearance. Saw seven pitches as this one is sent into right field. Hiroto Kobayashi underneath it, and he makes the catch for out number three. Three up, three down in the fourth inning for Brennan Cohen in his first inning this game. And, well, it brings us to the fifth here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Make a splash this summer on your brand new jet ski. It's Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa's Ride the Wave giveaway. Earn entries now to have a chance to win not one, but two Kawasaki jet skis on June 28th. Also, multiple winners of cash prizes of up to $1,000. On weekends, it's Summer Night Rewards. Receive $25 in free rewards play. And on Sundays, spin the Sunny Money Wheel to win up to $500 in cash. Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play.
Must be 21. See Ho-Chunk Gaming representative for more details.
You're cruising along Highway 54. You're jamming out to your favorite song. You slow down for a red light when out your passenger window, another car revs their engine wanting you to race. Now, at first you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green, your foot slams the gas, your adrenaline is surging until your check engine light goes on and reality strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
I asked at the start of last inning how Koshiro Ono was going to step it up as he's continued looking better and better every inning. And, well, he stepped it up by throwing only five pitches in the fourth inning to record the three outs that he needed. So if that's the case, and that's how he's stepping it up each inning, is he going to throw like three pitches here? I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. Andre Madunio leading off. The Rafters is going to hope to finally get to Koshiro Ono. They had a good chance at him earlier in the game, but these last two innings, not too much. Was a leadoff single from Kobayashi, but that was it in that fourth inning. The first pitch to Madunio misses high for ball number one. Don't think we're going to be seeing a three-pitch inning. 1-0 count. On the way home, misses low, and it's a 2-0 count to Madunio. Madunio The guy from Bama, he drew a walk back in the first inning that loaded the bases. Takes this pitch up. Oh, it's called for strike number one, a breaking ball, and right across the letters up at the upper part of the strike zone. And I mean, that's a dangerous pitch to throw, a high breaking ball, as that one is in there at the knees for strike two. But going back to the 2-0 count, you've got a batter who's going to be freely swinging if he sees a pitch, and if that breaking ball missed at all an inch lower, and that one's way over the wall, as this one's a soft infield hit towards second base, and it's not picked up by the shortstop, who is trying to charge it, but just too soft of a roller. And so an infield single for Madunio as he's on for the second time tonight. And it's been an afternoon that I feel like has become night at this point, but it's still only 4 o'clock here. Just with the rain delay that caused this game to wait an hour and a half to begin, as this one's a hit down the first base line that drops down and into foul territory.